According to the state of Alaska's version of yesterday's events, when VPSO Thomas Madol arrived, unarmed, at Dick's residence in Manicotic, he was there as a counselor and friend, as much as the only public safety officer on duty that day in the small community. The investigation hasn't produced many details yet, but it's clear VPSO Madol went to the house for a reason, at least a disturbance, possibly a threat of violence or suicide. At some point, VPSO Madol turned to leave the scene and was shot and killed by a rifle, allegedly by Leroy B. Dick Jr.
Leroy Dick Jr., 42 of Manicotic, was taken into custody a short time later, not far from the residence where VPSO Madol was located.
That's Colonel Keith Mallard, the director of the Alaska State Troopers. Dick was held in custody overnight and made a first felony appearance in Dillingham Wednesday morning. After having been told of the charge he was facing, which is first-degree murder, and of his rights to a speedy trial and an attorney, Dick at first refused legal counsel. The magistrate gave a lengthy description of why it would be in his interest to have an attorney, whereupon Dick said this.
You still want to proceed without a lawyer?
To be honest, you know, I could say I'm guilty of the crime.
Well, we're not here to take a plea today.
Dick later agreed to have an attorney appointed from the Public Defender's Agency and was remanded back to custody, held on $1 million bail. Dick agreed to speak with me about his actions at the jail in Dillingham Wednesday afternoon.
Well, it came out of frustration, you know, and I shouldn't have done that. I know it's wrong. So I made a big mistake out of it.
Why did that happen?
Well, you know, I didn't want to be bothered, and, you know, I got in argument with my mom and my brother and his dad, and I was kind of feeling unhappy. So, you know, I tried to calm myself, and I end up, you know, doing something wrong to the VPSO. Guess I caused it to happen, you know. He just wanted to talk to me, and I told him not to bother me, and, you know, guess I went out angry and did what I did, you know.
Dick has been in Manicotic for most of his life and claims he had not had any other problems with the VPSO since Madol came to the area in 2011.
Yeah, he's always been good to me ever since he came up, you know, and, you know, he's been good to me and I've been good to him, and, you know, I feel bad what I just did to him, you know. I really do apologize to his family, and, you know, I didn't know he had family of his own. Yeah, I feel sorry for what I did, you know, I really want to apologize, but, you know, I can't fix what just happened, you know.
AST Director Colonel Mallard is confident the investigation has been handled well. VPSO Madol's body was transported to Anchorage earlier. The fallen village public safety officer has traveled and will remain under formal escort by uniformed officers until he's laid to rest.
He's a law enforcement officer, and just like any other law enforcement officer that pay the ultimate price, he will be treated with the same dignity and respect that anybody else would.
Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.